everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, January 16th, 2013. Our record string of five straight mornings under 25 degrees is finally over. Now it's time to uncover the plants, which I did before coming into the radio station, and assess the damage. And if your garden is like mine, well, it looks like some of the plants are on life support. The good news is the big warm-up is underway, about 70 degrees by Saturday. That is good news. We are live each weekday. We're here noon to 1 on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. It's a station with great reach. We go all the way to the New Mexico border to the east, up to Phoenix to the north, down to Old Mexico, and I'm not sure to the west. Maybe Ajo, somewhere like that. The Buckmaster Show is live streamed at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We try to make this very easy for you. If you can't hear the program live, we post the program usually within an hour of its conclusion to my website, buckmastershow.com. We also post to the TucsonSentinel.com and the TucsonCitizen.com. Now we have a link on the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun website, that's gvnews.com, and the homepage of Blog for Arizona, blogforarizona.com. We'll devote most of the program. We'll spend about the first 45 minutes on the proposed Rosemont Copper Mine Project in the Santa Rita Mountains, south of Tucson. Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll, a longtime critic of the project, is here. Also with me, Tucson business owner Bill Ossenmacher, the president of the Southern Arizona Business Coalition. Then at 45 minutes past the hour, we switch gears entirely, and we'll talk about nutrition with our nutrition contributor to the Buckmaster Show, Jack Challum. If you would like to join in the conversation, 790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. And Ray Carroll and Bill, first of all, both of you, thank you very much for coming down today.
Thank you for inviting us.
I'm thrilled to be here, Bill. I'm delighted that Mr. Ossenmacher is here as well. After listening to an interview between yourselves, Bill Ossenmacher, Rick Grinnell, and Bill Buckmaster, I did discuss with you the opportunity that maybe now that the 2012 dust is settled from the election cycle, we could ask someone with your journalistic integrity to have a moderation of a debate. You be the moderator because of I think you're unbiased.
Thank you.
Put.
Thanks, Ray.
And
I am handling this like one of our political debates, like we did on the Buckmaster Show, many, many political debates we have done over the years. And to keep things moving, I'm asking Bill and Ray to keep their remarks to about 60 to 90 seconds. Our producer, Ray Allen, today is going to kind of give me some time cues, and we'll try to keep you gentlemen as close as possible to that, and also in response to callers' questions or comments. Bill, let's begin with you. Simply put, what are the advantages to putting Rosemont Copper in the Santa Ritas?
Well, first, I'd just like to thank Ray for coming, and we appreciate his 14 years of service as a public servant. I think Rosemont's at that crossroads where, after 5 or 6 years of studying the project and having 17 agencies look at the data, I think the business community is ready for them to have the record of decision come out, give Rosemont a chance to invest their $1.3 billion in our community, create those couple thousand jobs, and get on with it. I'm sure they're planning to follow every rule and regulation, and I think that's what every businessman would expect in Tucson, is an opportunity to invest in the community, provide the jobs, and follow all the rules. So we're really looking forward to the decision being done here shortly, and getting this project on track.
Ray Carroll, what's the biggest argument against the Rosemont project?
Well, the biggest problem that I think the critics of Rosemont have is regarding water, the groundwater that'll be used in this mine, and especially when Mr. Ossenmacher refers to that the business community is ready for this to go forward. I think he neglects to think about the entire community, because on this program, there was Rick Grinnell had quoted that before Rosemont, 50% of the people were in favor of mining, and now after Rosemont, 75% of the people in Pima County are in favor of mining. And That's not how I've seen it, especially with the outcome of the 2012 elections, which in my opinion were a referendum on this mine. All those that ran for office that would be inside the boundaries and do their representation inside the boundaries of the Santa Rita area, the region, all those that supported the mine lost. All those that were against the mine won. I think that those numbers are puffed. And once John Munger was on the Green Valley, well, he was on a reporter's roundtable with the editor of the Green Valley News, who stated some inflated numbers about, you know, the polls that say the Rosemont is so popular. They asked him to produce the poll, and he couldn't, and he said he wouldn't. I'm asking Bill, is there a poll that Rick Grinnell has quoted from that say 75% of the people in Pima County are in favor? I'd like to see that.
So Ray Carroll's contending, Bill, that the numbers on support for Rosemont are inflated.
I don't think so. We do have polls, and Ray, I have a copy of that in my car. I'll give that to you after the meeting. But I do think we should focus in on water, since that seems to be one of Ray's concerns. Rosemont plans to be a net zero water user. They've already put 9 years worth of water in the aquifer. They've already paid for 45,000 acre feet of CAP water. They plan to enter into agreement to extend the CAP, put in a recharge station in Green Valley, and buy CAP water as they can. They have an agreement with the community water company down there in which the CAP allocation that can't be currently used, which is the community water allocation of 2,000 acre feet per year, it's Rosemont's intention to buy that water over the first 20 years and pump that back into the aquifer. And that in itself would be another 40,000 acre feet. You add those two numbers together, that gives Rosemont 17 years worth of water operating under their plan, in which they'll have paid for and put in the aquifer water. And so over the next 21 years, as they operate the mine, all they have to do is continue to buy water when it's available, and they'll end up being a net zero water user during the life of the mine. So I think they should be applauded for their plan not to use a lot of water on the project. And I think they should be given a chance to prove that they mean what they say.
That's Bill Ossenmacher, and now here is Ray Carroll.
Well, when it comes to water, Bill, I think everyone in Arizona has read the Colorado River article that states recently about a Colorado River Basin supply and demand study that indicates that we won't meet our demands of the Colorado River. It's been overpromised, and it'll be under-delivered for the next generation. Obviously, Ken Salazar, our current Interior Secretary, has termed this a call to action, and he, along with other experts in the field, have said that they want to warn us that the river's flow will not hold up to demands based on population growth, and river shortages are likely. The mine currently, Rosemont Copper, which has never operated or owned a mine that has operated in the United States, has been recharging water in Avra Valley, Bill. That's uphill from the site. It's not going to help the Santa Cruz provider and user groups that are concerned mostly about all these wells that are being purchased and drilled in the west side of the Santa Ritas. And for their groundwater to be pumped up over the mountain, it was a compromise that we originally floated that would say, take spigot A, connect it to spigot B, and bring cap water directly to the mine site. Fermin Zamorano, who's the local director for the mine, has said that cap water is just too hard to use in the flotation process. That's the reason. They had no intention of using cap water like ASARCO does because of the expense that it'll create for
them. And I want to inject right here, by the way, 790-2040, if you'd like to join in the conversation. We had a Facebook question that came in at Bill Buckmaster's Facebook page, folks who support the show, asking Mr. Carroll about what percentage of total water use in the Tucson area will the mine use on an annual basis? And David R., who sent this in, answers his own question. He says 1%. Then he says, ask Ray Carroll, what percentage do the FICO trees, the pecan orchards in the Green Valley area use on an annual basis? And again, David answers his own question. He says about 3%, and they don't contribute to any significant recharge as generally believed. So this gentleman, who says he is a engineer and calculated this just based on the environmental impact statement, and he says he doesn't work for Rosemont, he wants you to comment about saying that the argument that Rosemont will use a lot of water is a false one.
Well, it's not my job to protect the Farmers Investment Company and its employees or its ownership, but I will say that's a 70-plus-year-old project in Continental Farms, as it was, and they do have a sustainable crop like any other. That water recharges, and when it does recharge, maybe as Mr. Ossenmacher had said earlier during the break, let's say 25% of that water is recharged, it's not laden with arsenic, lead, other chemicals that are toxic and hurt the water table. Might have some fertilizer in it, and it might produce some shortages when there's a drought. But I will say this, FICO has its own team of owners and representatives, and they could be, I'm sure, in a moment's notice up here to describe and explain their water use to that listener.
Bill, quickly then, before the break, do you want to comment on this person's comment on Facebook?
Well, I think in general, the CAP and David Modier, who used to run Tucson Water, has talked recently over the last few years about water around the state. Many of the CAP overages have been put in many of the aquifers around the state. So the state of Arizona is doing very well as far as being able to recharge water and bank it for future droughts. The Tucson Basin is a very big basin. It has lots of water. We've got 60 million acre feet that's in this basin. And the amount of water that Rosemont would use during the entire life of its mine is less than 0.2% of the entire basin. They will recharge water, and you can trade CAP credits. So if Rosemont had pumped water into the aquifer in Ever Valley, they'll be able to trade that in the future against water that they would like to have used down in Green Valley. So the water may not get put exactly where you want it, but once they extend the CAP, they put in the recharge station, it's a whole new ball game. And to be honest, you know, the other mines in Green Valley use about 30,000 acre feet. So does the Pecan Orchard. So those two combined, that's 60,000 acre feet. Rosemont's using 5,000 acre feet per year. That's less than 10% of what the two major water users are down there already. With a little bit of conservation in that area, they'll be able to have an oversupply of water.
Okay.
So it's really not head in the sand, sky's falling type situation.
This is the Rosemont Copper Debate on the Buckmaster Show. Ray Carroll is here, and Bill Ossenmacher is speaking for the mine. 790-2040, 790-2040, if you would like to join in on the conversation. But right now we're going to hear from the fine lineup of Buckmaster Show sponsors. We'll be right back.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
F- Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Well, 22 on the Buckmaster Show. You're listening to the Rosemont Copper Debate. Bill Ossenbacher is here. Bill is the head of the Southern Arizona Business Coalition. Ray Carroll, Pima County Supervisor, whose district includes Green Valley and the proposed mine. Let's go now to Andy. By the way, we're going to try to get as many of these calls in as possible, 790-2040. So we'll go to first to Andy, then Paul will be next. But Andy, you're up first. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I was a very proud supporter of Allie Miller, who won the Board of Supervisors seat, and she was strongly in support of Rosemont.
Okay, thank you, Andy. Go ahead, Ray Carroll. I think Andy is probably referring to you were talking about you were saying the existing supervisors who are up for election your beginning remarks.
I referred to candidates who are in the 2012 election cycle that would be representing the affected areas.
Okay.
Those candidates that supported the mine lost. Those that opposed or were careful about supporting the mine, had questions, reservations, et cetera, won. I don't think the mine is terribly trusted as some of its supporters feel. The business community, of course, the chambers of commerce, Mr. Ossenmacher, people who are in the business, those with vested interests that are going to benefit or profit from the mine, I agree that, you know, they stick together for a reason. But the voters are what I thought were truly the referendum on the mine in this last election cycle. I was very vocal about my opposition to this mine, okay. And I won by a very wide margin.
Okay, that clears up, I think, Anyway, Paul is up next. Paul, this one, Paul has a question for Bill. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, yeah. I live just off the 83, and I was just kind of concerned about what they're going to do about the arsenic that I've been told is going to be leached into the groundwater.
Arsenic leached from the groundwater from where? Meaning you think there's arsenic in the ore?
I've been told that as they do these open pit mines that arsenic tends to leach into the groundwater, and having a well, I'm just kind of concerned about that.
Normally in a mine like Rosemont, there's a mine process, there's the 17 agencies, the 5 years of planning. And I'm not aware that there's any significant arsenic in the process. Normally the ore is mined out, the waste rock is put in what we call dry stacking. The rock in that area is considered has more of a limestone feature. So it's going to be more inert, and it's not going to, if let's say moisture gets on it from rain, it's not going to bleed out chemicals. And all of this has been studied by the Forest Service and the 17 agencies, part of the mine plan, and there's what's called ways to contain and mediation issues. And I just think maybe you're hearing something that's been blown out of proportion.
All right, let's go now to David. David on the Buckmaster Show talking about water prices. Go ahead, David.
Yes. I want to get there's a much greater crisis impending for Arizona. People think, oh, we got all this water, but there's a finite supply. Sure, they've banked water. But the thing is, we're going into a long-term climate change. Rosemont Mines is part of it. The greater problem is they say the population in the entire southwest region that depends upon the Colorado River will double in 50 years. They say the population in Arizona is going to double in just 15 years. Already, I heard on your show yesterday, you're talking about real estate. Phoenix is booming again, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's starting up here. And every acre of Northern Desert we scrape, put in the houses, that requires another 500,000 gallons of water per acre per year.
Okay, so worried about, bottom line, you're worried about do we have enough water to sustain the growth?
We don't. Everybody thinks we do, but we don't. What's going to happen?
All right. Ray Carroll, you want to chime in there with what David's talking about?
Well, I'd like to chime in about the arsenic. And,
okay.
And the other chemicals, they're toxins that will be released, mercury, lead, arsenic, other toxic materials, over the 3,000 acres of adjacent Coronado National Forest. I believe that after the Rosemont Copper Company is done building its mile-wide, half-mile-deep open-pit mine in the Santa Rita Mountains, they're going to allow this, they're going to stop pumping the pit and allow it to create a lake or a pit lake of it's over 213 surface acres. The Sar Rita Lake is a 10-acre lake, Bill. This is a lake that they've never even studied as far as migratory birds or other wildlife, but a 213-acre pit lake, which will have all these contaminants left in it, mercury, lead, arsenic, which could obviously perk into our groundwater. This is the groundwater from the Santa Ritas is at least 20% of our drinking water. It comes out of the Davidson Canyon, Box Canyon, into the Cienega Basin, and then into the Tucson metro area. So if you save the mountain, you save the river. If you save the river, you save the town. And that's why I'm fighting against this style of a mine. They're dry stacking. It has no example in a dry climate like this that it won't just create a long haboob for us to suffer through.
I want to go to Dan here on the Buckmaster Show live line before the break. By the way, we're going to keep this going till a quarter of one today, but I want to take Dan before we go to the mid-break. Quickly, Dan, your comment or question.
Yes, I was wondering about all these jobs they're referring to. Are they going to benefit all of our school dropouts, of which we have hundreds every year. Can they work down there?
Okay, thank you, Dan. Go ahead, Bill.
Sure, why not? Most of the copper mines do hire people at entry-level jobs, but usually what's great about a copper mine is the average wage is twice of the current wage in Pima County. So if the average wage in Pima County is roughly 30-some thousand, the mines will be paying an average of 60. They'll need truck drivers, mechanics, welders, pipe fitters, electricians, supervisors, engineers, and it won't be just the 450 jobs that Rosemont's going to employ. It'll be the several thousand jobs, not only in construction, but also for suppliers. We have a supply base in Arizona where there's several hundred companies that supply things to the mines right now, and that represents 70,000 jobs in Arizona, and all those companies will benefit.
All right, we're going to take a hard break here at the bottom of the hour, but we continue with the Rosemont copper debate on the Buckmaster Show after we take the break and hear from the Buckmaster Show lineup of sponsors. Stay with us, 790-2040, if you would like a comment or question for Ray Carroll or Bill Aschenbacher.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new landscape evolution observatory,
By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and this is the Rosemont Copper Debate on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. The phone lines have been very active, but Greg, you will be up next, and Greg has a concern about the, actually that will be Roberta, and we'll go to Roberta after Greg, but before we go to Greg, can I let Ray Carroll, I want Ray Carroll, Pima County Supervisor, longtime critic of Rosemont, is with me, and Bill Ossenbacher is the president of the Southern Arizona Business Coalition. We were talking about jobs. So, Ray, you did not get a chance to respond before the break. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I first will say that Rosemont's job projections, I think, are inflated. They don't use a normal multiplier like the other mines, Asarco or Freeport-McMoRan. When you say there's going to be 400 on-site jobs, and then you say there's going to be 1,500, and some reports have said 2,000, 4,000 multiplier effect jobs, that's five times is just an exorbitant multiplier effect. Most mines use 1.5%. So I just want to say their projection of jobs, that's not a fact. That's just a projection. And their projections for indirect jobs have varied all the way up to 7,000 jobs, Bill, which is an amazing puffery. The other thing I want to say about jobs is currently Asarco, Freeport-McMoRan, Oracle Ridge Mine, they're all hiring for miner jobs to start. Labor, all the way to work and environmental, all the way to technical and skilled jobs. I'll also say Mr. Ossenmacher's company is hiring. On their website, it says that there's available jobs currently. People who want to break into the mining business have the great ability to do that in Southern Arizona today. They don't have to wait for a permit.
Bill, quick response, and I want to get to the calls. We've got a full board here and some people who did not want to go on the air. We've got their questions, too. Sure. Go ahead, Bill.
Sure. Well, the multiplier effect is there, Ray. I do represent Amigos, which is a mine supplier group. And they represent the 70,000 jobs I mentioned earlier. There are all those supply people. There are the gas stations. There are the bankers, the lawyers, the doctors that are indirect jobs. But there is a huge industry here. The amount of copper that's been produced in Arizona is now worth $500 billion. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the state of Arizona, the value of today's copper that has been brought out of the earth in the last 150 years in Arizona is $500 billion. People forget that at the turn of the century, 100 years ago, one out of every four people worked at a mine in Arizona. It's a big industry. It creates a lot of jobs. There's 12,000 people currently working at mines. And it's a vibrant part of our state.
All right. Now, Greg, you are up next, and I do appreciate all of the folks who are on hold, your patience. Go ahead, Greg.
No, that's fine, Bill. I'll keep it short. First, I'll say that Ray Carroll is known throughout the city for his reasonableness, for the research that he had done. He didn't just come to this position, haphazardly. And I think that's why, as he pointed out, folks that are affected by the mine voted the way they did. But the point that I really want to raise is, 80 or 100 years ago, we had half-cent coins in circulation. Well, we got rid of them because they were useless. The pennies that are in circulation, I believe, are just as useless, and I don't know how many tons of copper the United States could recoup by just eliminating pennies from circulation, and I wonder what the guys think of that.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Go ahead, Ray.
Well, if I worked for the U.S. Mint, I would make that motion. Pennies are worthless today. We should go to the nickel and get rid of the copper pennies. I agree. It wouldn't stop me from saying that the Jim Colby idea of a copper dollar is offensive. I do want to say, as far as the gentleman's comment, Greg, I have come about this this issue. This is about issues, real issues. It's not about politics. That's why I was so encouraged when I went to Washington, D.C. recently. The litmus test is now, it's not about conservative. It's about bipartisan unity of the elected officials, both Congress and county supervisors and city jurisdictions that are opposed to this mine for a reason. It's going to kill jobs in the tourism business, and it's going to really possibly pollute our groundwater, contaminate our air, and destroy a mountain range. So the community is banded together in my belief that they're opposed to the project in a big way.
And Bill, we've talked about jobs, we've talked about water, we haven't talked about the air quality, and Roberta, who did not want to go on the air but left this question for both you and Ray to respond, will toxins be going into the air as well as worries about the water?
Well, in any mine plan, you're going to do mitigation to keep the dust down. And Rosemont is on the verge of getting a permit for their air quality control permit from the state. The issues are that in any desert environment, there will get dust in the air. The issue is that Rosemont Mine will have a mine plan. They'll stick to it, and they're using the greatest technology that's out there. As far as people thinking that there's toxins getting in the air, where basically you're mining dirt, you're grinding it out, extracting the copper, and restacking the leftover dirt back on the ground. They're not injecting huge amounts of chemicals. They're not extracting bizarre things that can contaminate the earth. Mining has been around for centuries. If you don't grow it, you have to mine it. And it is, copper is very essential to the economy. You cannot have a green economy without copper, whether it's hybrid cars, electric lines, anything. So yes, copper will evolve in time, and maybe we don't need the penny, but there sure are many, many uses in a green economy for copper.
Okay. Terry is up next on the Buckmaster Show live line. And then Ray, you can talk a little bit about air quality, but Terry, go ahead, Terry, you're with us.
Yeah. Thank you. Good morning.
Morning, Terry.
I've been in the construction business the last several years, concentrating mainly on green building with materials such as insulating concrete forms. And for people that aren't familiar with that, it's expanded polystyrene forms for concrete, and then you get about an R40 to 50 value out of your wall system, as opposed to maybe the maximum 12 or 14 with conventional steel or wood frame buildings. And the extra construction cost by going with our type of product is usually paid back within 2 to 7 years from the energy savings on your heating and cooling bills.
Okay.
I wondered if in their climate-controlled buildings on site, if they had considered building this with these methods, thus setting an example for, you know, the public.
Bill Ossenbacher.
I'll take that, Ray, real quick. Normally in a copper mine, your metal buildings are surrounding mining equipment. And in a lot of cases, you're not really trying to condition the air because the equipment could operate indoor, outdoor in some cases. So the methods of construction are large metal buildings with lots of structural steel. And, you know, what you're talking about is something where if you needed a lot of conditioned space, you know, I know Rosemont will have Leeds type buildings where their offices will have solar energy and all the high tech equipment, but the mining processes will not.
Ray Carroll, going back to Roberta, who was concerned about the air quality, we've been talking the first half hour a lot about water. We haven't talked much about air.
Well, obviously, in other mines, we've had some very viscous dust that comes up from winds that change direction. And as you know, the Santa Cruz Valley and especially the Sonoyta Valley, they are a place that continually has a wind going through it. I worry about, we had last year a haboob that came into the downtown Tucson area. I worry about more of those, especially with a dry stacking concept that's never been tested in a desert climate. Certainly, as Bill, who has a company, as we talked about in South America, would know, in the rainforest, dry stacking might be an applicable use, but not here in the desert. I worry about dust settling in, of course. We've got a lot of people who come here because of lung issues. I want to make sure that people realize that as good corporate citizens, certainly there's going to be a mine plan. But the dry stacking is one of the issues that the EPA is very concerned about. As I said, they're very encouraged. I think the EPA is the best quiver, is the best arrow in the quiver to stop the Rosemont mine. I think that they have the power to veto the mine. Other people in the industry have said the bottom line is that the EPA is just an advisory on this permit, but they're not. They have the power to veto it through the Corps of Engineers.
So things are coming to a head, you're contending, Ray Carroll.
I do believe so, and
you
that's
think
one
so,
reason
Bill?
I'm glad to keep
well,
this debate alive.
Well, if the EPA gets its way, I think we'll all be back in the Stone Ages. Let's hope in the next current administration there'll be a change in the EPA, and they won't be putting out new ridiculous rules to shut down everything, including our local power plants.
And I think Mr. Salazar, the current Interior Secretary, I read before coming down to the station, just quickly saw that he is going back to Colorado. There'd been talk about Raul Grijalva being first in line to be the new Interior Secretary. So you got to wonder, Ray and Bill, how that might play in if Mr. Grijalva, Congressman Grijalva, became the Interior Secretary.
Well, I did recently have a meeting with both Congressman Grijalva and Congressman Barber with the Undersecretary of the Interior, Harris Sherman. That was not discussed, but I will say that the Environmental Protection Agency, who Augusta has repeatedly and wrongly claimed only has an advisory role in issuing a water pollution permit, is a false statement. They have the ability to veto it, and they would work hand-in-hand with the Environmental Protection Agency, would work with the Secretary of the Interior, whoever that might be. All their right. concerns are legitimate, and I do believe Mr. Grijalva, if he is considered to be Secretary of Interior, would have to take them seriously.
Final comment.
Well, as a comment to that, I think Grijalva's record speaks for itself. He's done more to harm the state, and I wouldn't want to put him in a position where he would do that similar harm around the whole country.
All right.
I think he's fine where he is.
We're going to have to wrap this up, but we will have this. And if you missed a portion of it, we're going to have it available, this debate, on the KVOI.com website. And, of course, it will be up at BuckmasterShow.com and the other places where we post our program. I want to thank Bill Ossenmacher, the president of the Southern Arizona Business Coalition, and Ray Carroll, Pima County Supervisor, for joining me in studio to discuss this very important issue to our community. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill Ossenmacher. Appreciate you being here. I'll come back anytime to discuss the mine and the issues that my constituents have about the mine. Thank you so much for having me.
You're
great.
Welcome.
Mining is a great part of the state of Arizona, and it's not just copper. There's many, many minerals, and it's a great state.
All right. Thank you all to the folks who called in the Buckmaster Show. We're going to change gears completely, but it's a very important topic about nutrition. That's coming up as we continue with the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show.
Happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition, and this portion brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Hey, maybe a weekend getaway over in Silver sounds pretty good this weekend, just to kind of do a little road trip, 3.5 hours east of Tucson to Silver City. And this weekend is the Red Paint Powwow in downtown Silver City. Lots of places, nice places to stay, including Little Toad Creek Inn, Lake Roberts Motel, Pinos Altos Cabins, and Ridge Park RV Park, to name a few. There's a long list here in front of me. Don't have time to read them all, but you can go to the website, find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. We really like New Mexico, as does my next guest, Jack Challum, who is the nutrition contributor on the Buckmaster Show. In fact, Jack is also a fine art photographer, I think one of the best around. And you posted on Facebook your picture of White Sands, New Mexico, one of my favorites.
It's beautiful there. I used to live in Albuquerque and Santa Fe.
I know you did. So you're, like I am, big supporter of our sister neighbor to the east, New Mexico. But I want to talk about, are you taking a daily dose of probiotics? If not, you may want to consider it. That is the lead story in the Nutrition Reporter newsletter, which is published by Jack Challum. Jack is a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted writers. He's the author of more than 20 books, including his latest, No More Fatigue. I'm a big supporter of probiotics.
Yeah, and for people who really aren't clear on the concept, probiotics are the good bacteria that inhabit our intestines. And they play a big role in our health. They're really kind of like our lifelong companions. And to give you a sense of the scale here, we've got about 70 trillion cells in our bodies, each one of us. We have 10 times that number of bacteria in our guts.
Oh, my goodness.
And it really makes you wonder, you know, who's benefiting the most. And, yeah. and it's a symbiotic relationship.
Should you be careful when you go to purchase a probiotic? Because there are probiotics and there are probiotics.
Yeah. And when I go shopping, I look for a product that's kept in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
There's some research that suggests it doesn't matter, but I'd rather err on the side of caution because heat does destroy bacteria, good ones as well as the bad ones.
I take a probiotic every day, and I think it helps me with my digestion, and I think that's why a lot of people take it.
Yeah, it helps with digestion. It helps with regularity.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year, a lot of people are taking antibiotics.
Yes.
And one of the consequences is these antibiotics wipe out the good bacteria along with the bad.
And the bad, you bet.
The result is diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you're taking the antibiotic and for about a month afterwards, you should be loading up on some sort of probiotic supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the best kind for general use is go to the health food store, look for a label with a whole bunch of different kinds of bacteria, not just one or two, but six or ten.
That have a symbiotic relationship with each other.
Exactly. And they help repopulate the beneficial yeah. bacteria in your gut.
Jack Chalom is with us, the nutrition reporter. He comes on the Buckmaster Show. We're glad he does once a month. He's one of two dozen contributors to this program. You can see the whole list of very impressive people who support our program at buckmastershow.com. I want to get to a couple of the other items in the January issue. This one caught my eye. New warnings about grapefruit. So if you like grapefruit, listen to this.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Grapefruit contains a substance that basically turns off one of our liver enzymes that's involved in breaking down and detoxifying drugs. And the consequence is if you're taking a drug like a statin for reducing cholesterol, your blood levels of the drug go up very high as a consequence. So you really have to be very careful mixing grapefruit, grapefruit juice, any kind of grapefruit product with any medication you're taking. And there's some research that suggests the effect is very long lasting, way beyond just kind of like the one day of interaction. And it may go on for months and years in some people.
Mm. I don't have to worry about it. I am off grapefruit, just a little too acidic for my particular taste, but some people really like it. Also, taking a daily multivitamin, do you take one? Well, maybe you should. You say here that the research is indicating that it reduces men's risk of cancer.
Yeah, this was a study in one of the AMA journals, and it showed that men who consistently took a multivitamin, multimineral type supplement had an 8% lower risk of cancer. That might not seem like a lot, but if you basically extended it to the whole American population, we're talking about 130,000 fewer cases of cancer being diagnosed every year.
So that's an important one. Also, we've talked about turmeric root.
Yeah, this is a great anti-inflammatory. This latest study showed benefits in rheumatoid arthritis and benefits that were better than a major drug used to treat the disease and even better than a combination of curcumin or turmeric root with the drug.
I try to take one every day, and I believe the product I use is New Chapter. Give them a plug. I think it's a pretty good product.
Yeah, and there are a lot of different brands at the health food store. I tend to favor a product called Cura Med at MED.
Well, we're giving some free plugs out
there. Yeah, we need to chase them and have them pay for some advertising.
Jack Chalom, thank you so much. Where can people get a hold of the Nutrition Reporter newsletter?
I've got a year's worth of back issues at nutritionreporter.com. And if they are interested in my fine art photography, go to Facebook and search for Jack Chalom Fine Art Photography.
C-H-A-L-L-E-M. Check out his photography on Facebook. Jack, have a great day. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Support for Buckmaster comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Check out their website, SplendidoTucson.com. Bottled water is supplied by Culligan. We thank them very much. All of the guests on the Buckmaster Show enjoy a nice bottle of Culligan water when they come into the KVOI studios. We like Culligan water. Really simple, folks. It just tastes better. Coming up this afternoon, congratulations to John C. Scott, the 2013 Golden Mike Award winner from the American Advertising Federation Tucson chapter, now giving KVOI the distinction of three Golden Mike Award winners. We're really happy for John. His show 3 to 5 in the afternoon. Then Good Morning Tucson tomorrow with Chris and Joe on Wake Up Tucson. State Senator Al Melvin will be a guest, a preview of downtown's Dillinger Days, and their man on the left, Jack Fitzgerald. That's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe tomorrow. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.